The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Good morning, Robbie.
Hi.
How are you feeling?
I feel better today.
Yeah.
That's good. I had a good yesterday.
Okay.
Dylan, what's going on over there?
With what?
I love when he does this. With what?
I don't know what you're saying. What's going on over here? That's a weird question to ask.
You've got a little setup over there, I see. What?
Oh, just my little new light.
You've got a little light there.
Yeah, it's a little tri light.
Okay, why? You have a little desk light there over there? Yeah. It looks very cozy, to be honest with you. You've got some nice lighting over there. Okay.
Yeah, I got some plants I'm going to bring in. I really want to make this workspace somewhere I want to be.
You're going to create your section over there?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not the only one that is over there.
Well, I'll put the light away.
Okay. You're going to pack up plants and a light every day when you're done.
Sure. Why not?
Okay.
This is my little area now.
What happened to the picture of bread? You used to have a picture of bread that you would look at every day.
I think we gave it away, sold it. What happened to it?
It's either given away or it's up there.
Oh, okay. There it is. Yeah. It's now on our bookshelf, our Kalax. Mm-hmm. Is that a Kalax? Oh, that's a knockoff Kalax, Robbie.
Yeah, it's not a legit IKEA.
It's not a real Kalax shelf.
It's a nice one, though.
It's okay.
I guess.
You stole that from the other department.
Okay. You did. You brought in a framed picture of bread.
Yes.
That I remember you said, I'm going to set this up every day so I can start my day looking at bread.
Yeah. And it became a fixture of the studio.
How long did it last sitting there?
Well, it was months.
You always start things and then they just kind of fizzle out.
Lucky,
I think we're all kind of like
you
that.
You should be lucky it's the light today and not the fish tank. Okay. I have the fish tank that I was going to bring, but then I thought, better not.
Fish tank?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I have a giant fish tank at home that I'm guessing I'm probably going to get rid of at the garage sale, the good old Pepper and Dylan sidewalk sale.
Wait.
Yeah.
When did you get a fish? You've always been saying, should I get a fish tank?
Yeah, but it wasn't a saltwater fish tank.
Oh, it was just like...
regular fish tank.
When did you have that?
Saltwater's way better.
Know. We've been telling you for years, be careful what you... It's like you ate with me and the dog.
No.
What were you all... All of you were telling me, but with me and the dog, except for Megan, who loves dogs.
Yeah.
She wanted me to get the entire litter of dogs.
Well, I love dogs, too. I just knew it was a bad idea.
You just knew it was a bad idea. You kept telling me, nuh-uh. It's
right.
A good idea.
Right.
How can this be bad? How can there be a problem with me getting a bulldog puppy with a bad heart? Mm-hmm. What can possibly go wrong with all of this?
Lots.
That eats everything. Right?
Yeah.
And I didn't listen. You didn't listen for the fish tank?
No, I didn't get a saltwater fish tank. They're different.
Was this like an introductory fish tank?
Well, this is just a regular fish tank. And it was for my girlfriend's son.
Oh, you gave it as a gift?
It was his birthday gift, I believe.
And he's not using it, huh?
Well, he did great with the fish. He kept them alive for a really long time.
Uh-huh.
But I had to clean it a lot. And listen, the saltwater tanks you don't clean. The freshwater tanks you have to clean, and they grow algae. The saltwater tanks don't do that.
Aren't they a lot of work, though, a saltwater tank?
They're a lot of money.
Okay.
But they're an ecosystem that, like, lives on its own.
Okay.
And so the plants...
Here he goes again, Robbie. He's talking. Yeah. He's convincing himself to get one again.
No, I'm trying to...
convert an entire wall or something in his house to do a fish tank. Don't do it, Dylan!
I'm not. I don't have a plan on it at this moment. But I was sitting there with this empty fish tank, and I thought, well, that could be a gerbil, that could be a rabbit, that could be a hamster, that could be
snake,
fish.
The aquarium. Yeah, it can be anything, sure.
And what's sitting right there?
Mike Tomas's turntables?
No, beside
the whole empty corner.
That's an empty corner.
You want to set up a fish tank right there. And you were sick of your son having to clean, or your girlfriend's son, or you having to clean his fish tank?
Yeah.
You're going to sit here every, whatever it is, 5 or 10 days, suck the water down to a third full, scrub everything, replace it with new water, test the water. You're going to do all that?
No, that's what I
want you to bring the fish tank in then and see how long that lasts.
That's why I was thinking like gerbil or something. Or like a hamster.
Oh, no.
I know. You can't have a work hamster.
They're gross.
Yeah.
What?
You can't do it.
Don't be mean to hamsters.
Well,
they're cute.
Their poops are so tiny that you need to do a deep clean like a fish tank all the time.
Anything
I thought we needed a mascot because you know how I got rid of everyone's dogs around here?
Yeah, you did.
I thought maybe it would be good to have a mascot. You know what? Like I said.
Yeah,
I left it at home. I'm selling it at the garage sale. I brought the lamp. That's it.
I'd like you to bring in an aquarium, either for fish or just nothing but no snake or spider, obviously. But a hamster would be nice to have a little hamster in the studio. Although, so I don't cute. Know, hamsters and wires?
Yeah, I don't know.
A lot
know.
Of wires here. A lot of exposed cables. I don't know if that's bad for the hamster or just bad for the cables.
I might be allergic, too, so that's, I don't, I, listen, I got the lamp.
We could put them in one of those plant little in the balls, lamp. You know, and let them roll around in
I would
the
love
ball.
That.
That'd be something, huh?
We find the hamster. Are bad yeah. for their spine.
Those balls are bad for their spine?
Mm-hmm.
It's a hamster.
I know.
At the end of the day, I'm going to be honest with you.
And that's maybe why we should get a
with
hamster.
With all due respect to people who love animals, and I do care for animals too, I care for animals bigger than 8 inches.
That's all you care about?
Anything
you
know, other 8 inches, I have a hard time caring about that
that's
animal.
Not that's fair.
A, I'm sorry. I don't know. If you're less than 8 inches, gack.
That's so sad.
Wow. Go ahead, have a bad spine. I don't care.
You want that?
Is that terrible?
Less than 8 inches.
Yeah.
That's your quote of the day?
I think so, as far as pets go.
Oh, okay.
So we're far. Yes, Dylan.
Good to know.
As far as pets go, less than 8 inches, you can't love it?
No, you can. That's ridiculous.
What's 8 inches?
Little bunny?
Like I just saw a video of somebody who rescued a bumblebee. And they kept it as a pet.
You can't love a bumblebee.
It was missing a wing.
917-917.
It's so cute.
Can you love a bumblebee?
Yes.
Megan, are you nodding?
Yeah.
Bumblebees are adorable.
They're adorable.
That's like loving your ant farm.
I rescued frogs all the time.
Frogs are so cute.
Okay, frogs, that's close. I don't know if you can love
a
frog.
But that's not 8 inches. Well, I did.
You can't love anything.
You can love a newt, and they're small.
Yep. What about a gecko? A gecko lizard?
Tyler Needham loved his newt.
Newts, geckos, lizards, they can be neat. I don't think you can love one.
No,
I love the ones at Jurassic Forest.
You can only... Nope. Here's how you can love an animal. These are the animals you can love, according to me, okay? The animal has to be able to cuddle with you. Like, it has to, on its own accord, jump up onto the couch or your chair, walk up to you while you're sitting down, and, like, look at you and give you that look of I love you. A newt does not do that.
No,
a snake does not do that.
Snakes do that.
A snake does not look at you and tell you I love you. It does not do that. It'll sneak up on you.
A little.
Tyler's little newt had the nicest thighs. And it used to look up at him. I remember it, and I was just like, this thing's neat. It was a neat newt.
Yeah. It could be.
I remember. Listen, if anyone wants to buy a fish tank, it's got everything ready to go. I've cleaned it. It's got the filters. It's got filtered cloth. It's got some of the chlorine, all of that, whatever you need.
Yep.
I'm willing to sell it.
90% of garage sale fish tanks are ones that were best intended. They had the best of intention as a cool thing for a kid, and they ended up being nothing but work.
Yeah.
So they come with all the original equipment in still working order.
Yeah, and good working order, too.
Yeah.
So if anyone's looking to take that on, I mean, I would gladly sell it and put that money in the market.
Bobby is suggesting we get a work snake.
Don't you dare.
Get a work snake.
I won't.
Ashley's recommending hermit crabs.
See, I know.
They're cute.
Everybody had those when I was little. That was
cute.
The pet to get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything just to be just any friend would
Robbie
be nice.
Robbie would love it.
Okay. Robbie,
cats?
Are you okay?
Yeah. I need a pet, I think.
I think you do.
Cats, dogs, rabbits, chinchilla. Chinchilla. The end.
You think that a chinchilla.
Those are the four pets you can love.
What?
And a chinchilla, I'm thinking about changing.
I don't know much about a chinchilla.
Chinchilla is like a guinea pig rabbit.
Yeah, they look a little. They're more than a hamster.
They're cute.
You're bigger than a hamster.
More of a soul than a hamster has.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So okay. Therefore,
that is a guinea pig rabbit.
It's a guinea pig rabbit. A chinchilla for sure.
Look at the size of the ears.
I have no idea about these things.
I can't name another animal that you can love and that loves you back in a pet style, right?
A monkey.
I know some
monkeys would.
Oh, but you can't have a monkey as a pet.
People have. Yesterday, we got a text message about someone that had a monkey.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Just yesterday morning.
Well,
I don't remember why. I just read it, and I was like,
917-917, if you messaged us yesterday about your monkey pet, can you please message us again? I'd love to hear more. I didn't see that text message.
I think it was from Jay, and it was talking about an ex-girlfriend that had a monkey as a pet.
Are you not a little curious to know what life is like with a monkey as a pet?
Well, he said that she had to get rid of the monkey because
it's illegal?
It got, well, no, it was jealous of her baby. And it started biting.
That's dangerous.
What made Jay want to share that yesterday?
Because one of your best subs played beforehand.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, Jay, message back. We want to hear about this monkey pet.
That's dangerous.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's territorial to babies?
That's why you can't have a monkey as a pet.
They are baby because they love you that much.
You can't love a turtle?
No.
No, you can't love a turtle.
Yes, you can love a turtle.
They smell. They're weird. They don't care about you.
They love you.
You can
and
love a
ferrets
bird.
I'm on the fence with because my friend Doug had a ferret growing up. Dirty Doug. He's dead now, but he had.
Doug died?
He did, yeah.
What?
It was quite a while ago now. It's sad. I don't want to get into it. It's awful.
Dirty
how he died.
Doug?
Yeah, he was my best friend in elementary school. He passed away several years. It's terrible how he died. I don't want to talk about it, but he had a ferret.
Ferrets are cute.
I'm on the fence with if you can love a ferret.
They'll bite you, too.
When they settle down and cuddle you, I'm sure that you would love it.
I'll put ferrets in the same category as chinchilla. Because a ferret is, at the end of the day, a weasel.
Mm-hmm.
Is it not?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
It's in the weasel family?
Yeah.
You can't love a weasel, you can't love a ferret.
What happened to Doug?
I'm assuming most women would say otherwise.
Okay.
Well, I'd take anything in the studio.
Any animal whatsoever?
Well, today we got a light.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Remind me, break glass in case of emergency.
Yeah.
$1 million idea I told you I thought of over the weekend.
Yes.
It's an old $1 million idea that's improved to an even more millions of dollars idea.
That's good.
I figured out a way to make it even better. But just in case we need it today, I know we've got a busy day with Bachelor Cam.
Mm-hmm.
I get Robbie up to speed here with Bachelor Cam.
Yeah.
Who's this on the phone, Robbie?
This is Shantia.
Oh, is this Shantia? Hi, Shantia.
Hi, how's it going?
Shantia going to try and convince me that birds are a good pet that love you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they
nice
do.
Try. Get out of here, Shantia. What kind of bird? A big old bird? One of those birds that you will to your family because they live to be 100?
It's exactly. They're the same age as my dad. My dad's had them since he was, like, teenager, and now they've grown up into my family.
What kind of bird
and
is
now
it?
It's a scarlet macaw.
A scarlet macaw.
Yes, we've had two of them growing up. Now we only have one.
What happened?
He just got old age, and sometimes they don't last, you know. Some things always happen.
It happens around October, Dylan. You save money on your Thanksgiving bird.
Uh-oh.
A little roast
for the holidays. No. We also have a bunch of cockatiels and stuff like that, too.
Oh, you're the weird birdhouse.
We're the weird turtle, like the whole crazy animal house. Yeah.
Name your crazy animals.
So we had three standard poodles, and they colored them all up, and then we were in the parade and everything.
Okay.
So people might know us from there. And then we have the cockatiels. We have the two macaws. Now we only have one.
Another one died, Dylan. They ate it for Thanksgiving.
No.
Yep. Okay. You have a turtle?
We have eight water turtles.
Eight turtles?
One tortoise. Yeah. And a tortoise.
And a tortoise. The tortoise is a land turtle or the tortoise is the water turtle?
There's the eight water turtles, the land tortoise,
which
could get to the size of a small dog.
Right, right.
And then we have the box turtle as well, which is just like your average everyday turtle that sits in a box.
Can I? Is that it, or are you still going?
That's it.
Okay. Can I ask you a question? And I don't want this to come across as hurtful or mean spirited. Uh-huh. Okay.
No, not at all.
Okay. What the hell's wrong with you? What's wrong with a cat? You know, like, you've got the poodles. You've got animals.
I have a cat.
Okay, so you have animals that actually can be good pets, but you've got eight turtles?
My family owned pet stores in Germany. And
they kept the ones nobody wanted, Dylan.
Moving over here, they still owned animals, and then my dad just kind of got into it, and it just passed down. And now I even work at an animal grooming daycare area.
Okay.
My whole life is animals. That's what I love.
When you walk into your house, and be honest, because I am paranoid, terrified of the fact that I have a dog house. Like, it smells like dog. But I can't smell it. You have turtles. You have eight turtles.
Does
your house stink? Like, you might not notice it, but when people come over, they're like, what is that? Like, that's an odor you can't mask, right? A turtle odor?
I want to say it is a masking odor, yes. If you have water turtles, you got a filter going through that, and we wash that tank out multiple times in a month, you know? And then your land turtle is usually in newspaper. You shred up newspaper or any kind of, like, sod type thing, you know? And they like that, and then you kind of change that out. They're never sitting in a stinky area for long, you know? So, I mean, unless you're a bad owner and you're not changing your pet areas, then it's going to stink,
my
right?
My friend Lonnie, he lived with his single dad in the townhouses by my house growing up, and his dad was a turtle dad, and he converted the entire basement into, like, a turtle habitat. And you walked up the driveway, you could smell turtle at their house.
Like, what does it smell like?
Like a mucky sea. You know?
Oh, that's a great smell.
Like a dirty fish would smell. That's kind of the smell of a turtle's life, right?
You know what? Maybe I'm immune to it.
Well, that's what I'm worried about. But when you have guests over, do they say, hey, it really smells like turtles in here. What's going on?
You know what? A lot of people don't tend to come over because we don't have our birds in cages.
They're just flying free around the house.
Oh, it smells in there.
They're on perches, and that's where they do their business, but for the most part, they are allowed to get off and hang out with us if they want to.
They just poop in one place?
They'll go back to their perch and do it on their newspaper, whatever we got set out for them.
That's their spot.
And we have a giant turtle, a terrarium outside in our yard, too, that they can go over the summer.
Sounds awesome.
And we put the turtles in there with them.
It's like a little zoo over there. This is my favorite thing about the 6 o'clock hour, Dylan. The turtle people listen at 6 o'clock, right? Not only do you have stranger pets that I'm sorry, you sound lovely, you sound very friendly, outgoing, and bubbly, but you have pets that I don't consider pets. You have animals, okay?
There's a difference. A lot of people would think that,
But you've also committed to a true lifetime of animals. You have some of the pets that last longer than the owners, right? You've got the macaw.
Animals tortoises. Are better than people, in my opinion. Like, and a lot of people won't agree with that, but I will.
Can't a tortoise live to 200?
Yes, this tortoise will outlive us, and it will go passed down to my kids. Yes.
That's your plan, huh?
The kids,
do they have any say about that?
He has no interest in it yet.
Oh, that's going to be a problem, Dylan, in a few years.
Right?
Yeah.
That's when you have to will your pets. I don't know if it's a pet anymore.
No,
it's an obligation, isn't it?
It is. It's awesome.
I have the nickname of the crazy poodle lady, too. So
really?
I
they call you crazy poodle lady?
I have the poodles and the doodles and stuff like that, too. So
yeah, I'd call you crazy a lot of other things before poodle lady. Turtle lady. Tortoise lady, bird lady.
You fascinate me.
Yeah, Robbie's very interested in this. Might have found your match. All right, love you. Thank you very much for sharing.
Have a good day. Okay. Take care.
See you later. Yeah, it's not a pet owner. It's an animal holder, the text message comes in.
Wow,
right?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Turtles.
I mean, they're cute.
Probably low maintenance, too, except for having to clean the cage every now and again.
Oh, my God, Lonnie's house smelled so bad.
But it's a good smell, isn't
no,
it?
No, it's a terrible smell.
You hate nature, though.
It's a water, dirty, pooping reptile smell.
You don't have a lot of credibility.
Why?
Because if we were, like, walking in a meadow,
yeah,
and it was just the most fresh, most delightful spot, you'd be like, ew, dirt, ew, bugs, ew, stink.
Yeah, you do not like the outside.
No, you're right.
So, I think it would be great. Would just smell
you
like
think, if your house smelled like turtles?
Smell like nature.
917-917, would you love if your house smelled like turtles? I think you might lose that one, Robbie.
Yeah, but you could stay on top of it.
Okay.
I think the macaws would even it out, right? Just have a good balance of
that
stink.
That open air perch poop will just completely even it all out.
Even out the other stinks.
Megan on the Kiss Edmonton Instagram and also with the Pepper and Dylan podcast, because today's the big day for Cam. It finally wraps up. He chooses the person he's going to want to maybe and perhaps spend the rest of his life with. If we wanted to get up to speed before we hear from Cam, what do we find on the Instagram right now, the Kiss Edmonton Instagram?
Well, on the Instagram, there is a Bachelor Cam highlight reel, which shows right from start to finish everything that we've done so far, as well as most recently there is the recap of the four final dates as a post on the Facebook and Instagram as well.
Right.
And we've got three parts of a four-part Bachelor Cam series for the podcast. So parts 1, 2, and 3 are up now anywhere that you can get them. And part 4 will be up later today once we have Cam's decision.
I was just thinking, geez, why is part 4 not up yet?
Cam hasn't decided
until about 33 minutes from now. Robbie, we'll get you and anybody else up to speak with what we heard yesterday and where we think Cam is leaning. You have any idea? Did you talk to Cam? He flew to Toronto for work.
I talked to Cam
a lot
yesterday. He said that he was on a flight that had no Wi-Fi. And he had no signal at all. So he sat there and thought for 4 hours. I said, great. Do you have a decision?
Uh-huh.
He said, no.
Not yet.
He says, I'm going to sleep on it. And I think I know.
Yeah.
But I'll let you know in the morning.
Someone is about to declare their love for the first time in 30 minutes. It's a big deal.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Okay, we're going to get you up to speed with where we are 1 month in and on the final day with Bachelor Cam. Robbie, feeling better today? What was it?
It's a few things. I think I just wore myself down way too much.
Yeah.
I wasn't sleeping.
Needed a day, a recharge day.
I was just hurting.
Need to get that battery back on green, right?
I woke up in a cold sweat.
Ah, the cold sweat.
From dreams?
Yeah.
And I just was not in a good headspace.
Well, we're glad you're
not
feeling
a good day.
A little bit better. Do we know, is Katie in today, or is
I
she
just
off
got,
again today?
Katie is out today. Kayla is sick as well, so Leanne Cameron will be making her triumphant return to the airwaves.
It's been a while.
At 10 o'clock.
Katie got whiplash. She fell in Peter Pan's on Sunday.
Oh, Katie.
And, so she can't move very well, so she's off for a couple of days. Everybody's falling apart over here, Dylan.
Not ideal.
And unbelievably, Dylan taking the victory lap, saying hasn't taken a sick day yet in the calendar year.
That's impressive.
Don't jinx it anymore.
Look at that, huh?
Don't jinx
Good
it.
Good for you, Dylan.
Keep it up.
I'm trying.
So, well, you can't, Dylan. I mean, you can't after today. The crowning achievement happens in half an hour when Cam issues his final rose with Bachelor Cam.
Oh. All right. Why is my phone ringing, do you think?
I don't know. Someone's trying to contact you.
Who is it?
1-3-4, huh?
Yeah, that doesn't look right. I don't know if I believe that
Spam.
One bit. Yeah. we'll tell Robbie what we learned yesterday. Get everybody
please.
Up to speed before we talk to Cam in 20 minutes or so. Who's this, Robbie?
This is Madison.
Hi, Madison.
Hello.
So Madison was listening to the last segment about the turtle, right? Shantia has 8 turtles and 9 birds and just a freaking zoo over there that she has to will for generations to come because these animals live for so long.
Yeah.
Whether or not you can consider them pets or not is still up for discussion and debate. What you want. Want a turtle? Wanted a turtle?
I wanted a turtle.
Okay.
So I'm now 25, but when I was 12, mm-hmm. I really wanted a box turtle, just a run-of-the-mill turtle. And my parents were like, okay, fine, we'll buy you a turtle, but first you have to tell us, how you take care of it, what do they eat, what kind of enclosure do they have, basically do a whole research project on
right.
it
the old, yeah,
outside of school.
Coming as from a parent, Dylan,
mm-hmm.
I now know that method is you're banking on their laziness.
Which
works. You're banking on their lack of ambition.
Right.
They'll be like, make a whole project and presentation. I don't need a turtle that bad, right? That's what you're hoping. Yep, okay.
But I made it. I made the presentation. I made the whole thing. I have a whole binder. I probably still have it somewhere. But I never got a turtle.
Yeah, because you put your parents in a bad spot. They didn't know what to do now. They're like, damn it. You made a really good presentation. We didn't see that coming.
This wasn't supposed to happen.
See, we did the exact same thing with my daughter with our cat, right? She wanted a cat. She wanted a cat. She begged and begged. I'll take care of it. All those lies that kids tell.
Right.
And then she made a presentation. We're like, damn it, she actually did. But we still were trying to figure out how not to get her a cat. Meanwhile, Dylan had to babysit her one day, came home with a cat. He bought her the cat. Yeah, thank you, Dylan, for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Now, in hindsight, pretty glad you didn't get a turtle, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I'm good now. I have a dog, so it's better than a turtle. But I understand why my parents didn't want a turtle now. But at the time, I was like, why won't you get me a turtle?
Right.
I was so distraught and heartbroken. But I mean, I was 12, right?
So. I'm going to ask this question. I'm curious to know this question, right?
Because
I'm a parent. So you're not a parent, are you?
No.
Okay. You want to be one day?
Yes,
I do. You may be interested in this. Okay, 917-917. Parents whose kid has vowed up and down, I swear, I promise, mom, dad, please, I will take care of him, I will walk him or her, I will feed him, I will bath him.
Sounds like every parent so far.
I will do all of this. I promise I will. Here's what I'm looking for, Dylan.
Yeah.
Is there anybody whose kid did?
Oh, there would be, yeah.
Who you were like, wow, we haven't done a thing with this pet.
Wow.
They've done everything and completely shocked because we all know as parents when they say, I'll walk him, I'll groom him, I'll do all of that. Well, they're full of it.
Mm-hmm.
They're telling you what you want to hear.
What's that, sorry?
They're telling you what you want to hear.
They're telling you whatever to get the pet, right?
Yeah.
You get the pet, becomes 2 weeks old, and all of a sudden they're like, I'm bored. Can we get another animal?
Jeez. Yeah.
Right? All right.
Yeah.
Robbie, how were you with, did you ever beg, please, I'll do anything?
I'm sure we did, but we were lucky. We had pets. We had birds at one point. We had little furry ones.
Furry birds?
Furry little hamsters.
Okay.
Until the cats ate them. We had cats. We had dogs. We had fish.
Circle
of
life at Robbie's house. No,
yeah, we did.
All right.
We did.
All right. Love you. Have a great morning.
Love you guys.
Thank
Bye.
You. Glad you didn't get a turtle. I'm telling you, Dylan, the kids go to, right? Here's a text message. Both my kids did with two dogs. They did? And are they? They're the sole care provider of those dogs?
Possibly.
Yeah,
I mean, the odd one, anyone that grew up on a farm.
Oh, the farm takes care of those pets.
Yeah, it's easier to take care of farm dogs.
Oh, but farm kids are up first thing in the morning.
Yeah, they're built different.
They are. I remember, like, I had to get out of bed every school day and, like, just get out of bed and have cereal.
Uh-huh.
And my buddy Cody, we had to, like, get up at, like, 5 and go feed the animals.
It's a lot of work.
No matter what the temperature was.
Right.
Like, he had put in a shift before going to school. Right. I had cereal.
Right.
Hey, they're just different kids.
But a farm dog, you don't walk every day. I don't have to pick up they're just running around, right?
Yeah.
That's instinct taking care of that animal.
Yeah.
Taking care of that.
Seems like it.
Right.
My son did with his bearded dragon, is a text message.
Okay.
And then lots of didn't last
long.
Yeah.
See, Kayla says, my kids did for a week. Yeah. That's the problem. Never fall for it, parents, when they say that.
This says, I did. I even crushed up my dog's cancer meds into her food in fourth grade.
Oh. Well, you learned a lot there.
Yeah, that's a lot to do
Maybe
with.
You learned a little too much too early about that.
Possibly, yeah.
Okay,
he's handsome and tall. Yes, he's a good catch. He wants kids in a family. Could you be his match? It's Cam. He's a real sexy man. We'll find love if we can.
My daughter and her cat don't even live with me anymore, and I'm still paying for the food. Well, how the hell that happened? And taking it to the vet. What's the deal there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so Bachelor Cam in 15 minutes. Right at 7 o'clock, Dylan? Like,
yeah.
Right at 7-ish is going to go ahead, and he's going to choose the love of his life.
Yes.
Or what we hope will be. Like, he's entering into a committed relationship in 15 minutes.
We had a good talk about that yesterday.
Okay.
And we spent a lot of time on the phone. I think I talked to him for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is that Cam will be ready to be exclusive with somebody.
Okay.
I think we had talked about and maybe scared some people off or made it sound a little crazy where it's just like, this is going to be my girlfriend. But Cam comes from the old school.
I thought it was love of your life.
Well, and that's my hope.
Okay.
But Cam comes from the old school thought of, hey, if I'm dating you, we're exclusive and this is serious.
Yeah.
His hope is the person that he picks becomes his forever person.
Right.
That's my hope as well. So, yeah, he's going to pick somebody in hopes that they will move forward together in a relationship. He has, you know how busy Cam is.
Mm-hmm.
He is not joking when he has changed his schedule around so he can get to know this person well and really put in some time and effort to make this relationship blossom.
Yeah, he's lightened up his work travel load for the next few months.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ashley, Catherine, Paige, Jessica, they were the finalists. They all had the second dates, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. In a few minutes, Cam is going to say, I would like to issue the rose to blank.
Mm-hmm,
okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea being, again, the intention is we will be... It's like we can't date anybody else.
Right.
Right? We're going to really give this a try. We're going to be together and see where it goes.
Yeah.
Your
exclusive
hope is,
relationship.
As the person with the track record who spent more than a month trying to set everything up and following, and I don't know if you're billing for overtime or what you're doing, but your hope is that this turns into a Pepper and Dylan wedding at some point.
Yeah. Today, just so happens to be, it's been a long time, but Jem and I are going out for breakfast after the show today.
Oh, what a coincidence.
Yeah.
Jem was the first. You set her up. She was your friend. She runs the bagel bar. She was sick and tired of online dating. You set her up, and now they're engaged.
Yeah. So I'm very interested, because I haven't talked to her in quite some time, to find out exactly, like, the engagement, how it's going, what the wedding plan is. Like, I'm very, very excited to hear that, especially on the same day that Cam's picking, fingers crossed, love is the line.
Your reputation is on the line as a matchmaker here, Dylan.
Makes it really, really scary.
So, Robbie, what you missed yesterday when you were away was that Jessica and Cam went go-karting.
Right, at Drive.
And Cam won. You can see some of the video on Kiss Edmonton Instagram. We spoke with Jessica for a while, and she was very open in saying that, like, I don't know about after two dates if I can say I want to be exclusive, but I would like to see him again. But I'd like to see him for a third date, not the rest of my life necessarily. Let me hold off on making that decision.
Yeah, I talked to all the girls yesterday.
You talked to Jessica as well?
Yeah, Jessica.
She was a little upset. She thought we were throwing a little shade at her.
She wasn't happy with us because
okay.
She thought we made her sound like she was a drug addict partier.
What? How?
That's what I thought. I said, what? There's no way. She said, you make it sound like we party. And I was like, yeah, but you said that you want to party. And she's like, I want to go out with my friends and I want to have drinks, and I still want to go out and have a good time with my friends. Like, I don't want to sit around at home.
She wants to have proper social balance.
Yeah. And I was like, I thought that's what we said. And she's like, no, you said I like to party, and nowadays that means something completely different.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
Slightly different.
I'm sorry. That's not what I thought.
Yeah.
So,
those who know what party means might like to party.
Well, I don't listen. So I apologize cold, to her. But she is interested in having another date with
Ken. Like she wants to take it further. She's just not ready to say that's the one.
Well, and she
get me the ring.
When we were talking, and I think it's great. I think she really made some good points. And she said, like, listen, I've been single for quite some time. I don't want to just jump into something. That's not what I'm looking for. What I'm looking for is a person who I can be with. And after two dates, I'm not going to know. And I said, okay, that's understandable. 100%. That's hard. She said that she would never do this again, but she's thankful for the opportunity. She realizes that she likes her privacy more than she thought.
Yeah.
And that's fair.
Why? What has happened? Have a lot of them been infiltrated?
Probably.
Oh, boy.
I'm not going to lie.
Sorry, guys.
So that's why I was always like, make sure that you mention to everybody here. Be nice to them. Be kind. They are real people.
Jessica was really wonderful yesterday. She was. Yeah. She did say that I made her sound like she partied, and I didn't know that's what party meant. When we would party when we were young, it meant like just going out for a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Party.
I didn't know
parties
differ.
No, now it's
you go out three times a weekend. Yeah. You're meeting up
you're
with
at
all these
clubs.
People. You've got connections.
If you're
going
to party,
clubs.
Dylan, you need to have a guy.
Yeah.
That's what partying means.
Jessica's not a partier.
Okay,
then. I would like to make that very clear that I screwed that up, and I do not. I apologize to Jessica. She is a lovely person, and she's got her head on straight. She wants another date before saying I love you.
There was no kiss on that date, though, Robbie.
For the drive.
On the Jessica date, we don't know if there was a kiss with Paige because she says I don't kiss and tell. We do know that Ashley and Catherine, both of those dates with Cam, ended in a kiss. So very curious what Cam is going to decide. If he has even decided, but he's got about 8 to 10 minutes to decide.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he has a decision as well. We talked a long, long time. Every one of the girls I talked to yesterday were wonderful. Though.
Was he saying anything when you were talking to him yesterday about like, hey, what if maybe we could, can I go out with them all one more time? Or is there any, like, was he trying to extend it just to maybe get to know them a little bit more? Or
he and I talked about that because there was the... a talk on Jessica's date where she's like, you should probably narrow it down to the top two and then go out on a date. And so we were kind of talking about it and he said, you know what? I could do that easily. I could go on another date with every one of them, but then you just keep kicking it down and kicking it down. And then at what point do you decide that it's enough dates to get to know somebody? He's like, I'm just going to have to go with my gut.
Get off the pot. Let's do it.
Yeah. And so I'm just going to have to pick the one that speaks to him the most. And we talked at length yesterday. Because I said, like, these are all really great women. And he said, yeah, I know. He said that this is a hard decision. He said he will wake up and he will know. And that will be it.
Okay.
Whether he did or not, I don't know. Yesterday, I mean, I was trying to not tell him who to go for.
Mm-hmm.
But just pointing out all the great things about every one of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And every one of them had a lot of great things. So I probably really got in his head and screwed things up.
Well, you've screwed it up from the beginning by just selecting dates that fit him so well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should have just had a ringer in there and then just brought in a bunch of duds.
Well, that wasn't the plan, though. The plan was for him to find somebody.
I understand.
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to be easy.
It's a lot easier to find somebody when there's only one to choose from,
right?
Though.
True.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Joining us from his business trip to Toronto, he's a big-time heroin dealer.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. Oh, goes across the country on a very shady routes, and, you know, he works a lot. His name is Bachelor Cam. Hi, Cam.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Excellent. How's Toronto?
Honestly, it's not too bad. I'm just staring at the CN Tower right now for my hotel room. So.
It would have been nice to be there during the eclipse, though. Wouldn't it have, Cam?
Well, I don't know if I was as excited for the eclipse as everyone else was.
Did anybody see any more video yesterday of how cool it was?
Average at best.
I saw a video of it happening. Somebody was, like, filming the whole thing. Neato mosquito. I can't wait till 2044. But we've got a little while.
Yeah.
So, Cam... it's decision time.
It is.
Now, from what I can tell, some might look at it as Cam is choosing the person he wants to be exclusive with here.
Yes. Yes, yeah, yeah.
I don't like to look at it this way, but I'm sorry, I just have to point it out. He's also choosing three people that he doesn't want to.
Okay.
That's got to be hard, Cam.
Yes, it is very challenging because I had a connection with all of them. Mm-hmm. And that's no lie. I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed every single one of the second round dates. And they're all incredible women. And the three I don't choose, that's no knock on them. I can literally vouch for all of them. And I hope they all find their person. Mm-hmm. But I have narrowed it down to one.
Okay.
Oh, he's done it.
And you're confident in your decision?
I am confident.
When did it occur to you? When did you say, yep, this is the one? Was it this morning you woke up and you were like, yep, you haven't second-guessed yourself? Have you changed your mind? Was it one and then it was another? Or did it always feel like it was this one?
It always kind of felt like it was this one.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Cam, were you annoyed with how much I wanted to talk last night?
No, it was very actually, you were the only person throughout this whole thing, I was actually able to talk to and be honest with without tipping everyone else off.
Right.
So it was nice to, I feel like we built a great friendship through it.
Absolutely. I think you're a genuine guy. I tried to find all your flaws. There are none. Cam is a great guy. He really is just one of those genuine guys that you would want part of your life. And I'm happy to say that you'll be part of my life, Cam. I hope that
you guys are going
to
hang.
Yeah, we're going to hang.
He's a good hang.
Oh, yeah.
Cam's coming over. I'm making him dinner with his new date.
When's this?
I don't know. I don't know who the new date is yet.
Good point. Good point.
Oh, cute.
Okay. Well, that's good. You've made a lifelong friend. And now let's find out if you've made a lifelong love. Here's what we're thinking right now, Cam. And we don't know how this is going to go because we never know how things are going to go around here. You're going to make your choice. You're going to tell us who it is, like, because we have no idea right now.
Zero.
We have all of their phone numbers in front of us. And then we're going to call them. All right?
Okay.
And then you are going to tell them. Wait, how does this work? Will that work? Well, they might hear it before we call them.
Might,
there's nothing we can do about
there's
it.
1 second, and then he can say whatever he wants to say to them, but directly to them instead of through us to them.
Is that catching you off guard? Can you ad-lib this? Do you want anything to say?
I think I can handle it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good with that. So you want me to announce first, and then you're going to dial it up.
Or we can put him on hold. Robbie can hear it before everyone else. He can start the dialing, and then as the ringing's happening, you can tell us
so
and
only
them.
Robbie will
only
know.
Only Robbie will
That's
know.
That's even better.
Yeah,
Dylan.
Robbie, don't give it away, though.
Okay. Hang on, Cam. Okay. Put him on hold. Put
Robbie,
him on hold.
Pick him up over
there.
I'll find out
who it's going to be.
Everyone, place your bets on the text line.
Okay, so you know what? Again, another shining example of the 19 years of us not learning.
Yeah. We'll get there one day. Yeah, we'll get there
20
one day.
Seconds to figure this out ahead of time, but instead, why don't we do this instead now?
It works out. Okay. Robbie knows. Right.
Okay.
You guys are genius.
Okay, Robbie, you've got to figure it out?
I know who it is.
He's
okay.
So giddy.
So you're going to call are you going to call them now?
No, he's not doing anything. He's just sitting back knowing.
Why do you have the power right now? Why
I could dial. I could dial this person up.
That's what we're
or you can right dial now? Anyone else up.
Don't screw it up, Robbie. That would be very awkward
for
everybody.
No, I can't screw this up.
Don't screw it up.
I got to double check.
Oh, if he calls the wrong number.
I like the right
one. That would be the worst.
Just let me double check with Cam. I don't want to.
Okay, you double check with Cam. Jesus.
I know. We could have done it
differently.
Okay, a lot of people are texting in who they think it's going to be. I mean, I don't want to. Everyone gets a lot of texts coming in right now. Honestly, thank you to all the girls.
Okay.
I'm going to dial.
Okay, you dial. And
carefully,
then just
though, Robbie.
Put them on hold.
No, put it on hold. Oh, careful. Yeah, we want to hear it ring, though.
We want to hear it live.
Yeah, we want to hear it ringing?
Yeah, we want to hear it ringing.
Okay.
I'm going to dial.
Okay,
and as soon as it starts
I'll pick
ringing,
it up on this side. Okay, yes. Okay, here we go. All right.
Okay.
This is the moment right here. This is probably making Cam even more nervous.
I know. Don't screw this up on your end. We want both of them immediately.
Could you imagine Robbie calls the wrong person?
I know. Just press the buttons.
What am I doing over here? How can I screw anything up?
You do from time to time.
You hang up on her.
Okay, go.
Okay, here we go. Let's see. Oh, wait. Hang on.
We need Cam.
Do you have a move?
I know.
I'm on.
Okay, there's Cam. Okay. Now, we don't know who this is.
No, we have no idea.
All right, don't say too much, because I don't know if I'd be able to recognize you by your voice.
Yeah, don't say what your name is.
Cam, take it away.
Go ahead, Cam.
All right, I have everyone on?
Yep.
Are we good? Okay, perfect. So, with the final rose,
I would like to issue the final rose and ask for a third date to somebody I really, really connected with since day one. First time I saw her, drop dead gorgeous, kind of caught me off guard in all the honest conversations we had. So, Catherine, final rose.
Am I on air?
You are on the air right now, Catherine. Sorry to take you off guard, but we wanted to figure out how to surprise you. So, Catherine, we're finding out at the exact same time you are that Cam had said just moments ago that he just kind of always knew, and it wasn't as difficult. It was difficult because everybody was great. Cam, tell me if I'm putting words in your mouth, but there was just always something about the Big C. That's what we'll call her from now on.
The Big C. I don't know if that's the best name.
There was always something about Catherine that he felt a connection with. And so, Catherine, he has issued you the will you be exclusive, fall in love, get married, have kids, happily ever after, Rose. Do you accept?
Yes.
Yeah!
There's a big virtual hug and kiss here, by the way, everyone.
How beautiful that they're not with each other and he's in Toronto right now.
Listen, he changed his schedule around so he can get to know her even better. When are you back, Cam?
I'm back on Sunday, but then I'm off to Vancouver for a couple days. But I have the whole next weekend, 19th, 20th, 21st, and then the all week and that next weekend, too.
So, Catherine, we'll see you never.
So, the question is, Cam, are you going to be able to find a date, or do you need me to find one for you?
Well, and this is, I'm actually starting to get worried. I may just loop you in and help you, like, help me plan it, and I'll take credit for it this time.
Yes.
So now, Dylan, you can send Cam her number.
Yeah.
And you can send her Cam's number.
They can finally text while you're gone.
You guys are free to chat however you want.
Yeah.
Is this weird? Are you guys weird? It feels weird to me. It's just not your normal.
No, I'm excited. I'm so nervous.
Cute. Did you, Catherine, have a feeling that you'd get the call this morning?
I was hoping. I thought so. Our date went, I don't know, really good. But, you know, you never know. But, yeah, I'm happy.
Well, you do know. We know now.
Well, we do know now.
So never is like,
the longest dates... By far.
This was the 8-hour date on Saturday. Yeah. This was the restaurant. They made food together and went out, and Catherine only had to leave because she had a birthday party.
Which she invited him to, and he politely declined. Cam, did you really want to go and just thought that you better not for the radio?
Yes, I really wanted to go, and then I just thought I wanted to go into the other dates with an open mind, which I absolutely did, and I had good connections. But, yeah, I really wanted to go because that meant more time with Kat to continue to build a strong foundation, which I thought we had.
Not to mention, 8-hour date. The guy needed to fart, you know? You can't hold it in that long, for God's sake.
I can say, and I don't want to take away from this moment, Catherine, you guys had such a wonderful connection. You guys, the way you looked at each other was super romantic. My girlfriend and I were both there, and we both saw it happening in front of our eyes, and it was pretty darn cute. But I want to say thanks to Ashley, who was just awesome and such a fun date.
Well, we're getting several messages saying, how about Ashley for Bachelorette now?
Oh, there would be someone very, very lucky to end up with Ashley. Paige, again, she and I talked last night, and she just said, hey, whatever happens, I hope Cam's happy. I'll tell you right now, I got the IKEA date, and that was my dream, and it was everything I thought it would be. Yeah. And Jessica, yesterday, we had a great talk as well. She says she's looking for her person, and she will find her person. It's just more than two dates that is going to take her to settle down, and that's totally fine.
So, Catherine, Cam, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm so excited. You guys are going to come over for dinner.
Very cool.
I know. We're going to get this dinner date arranged.
Awesome. Yes. Awesome. Okay, so, Dylan, go ahead. Send them each other's numbers. You guys can communicate how you want. We'll follow up with you in a few. We'll give you your privacy for the next few days. How's that sound?
Yeah, get to know
much earned privacy. And then we'll chat with you maybe next week, okay?
Okay. Thank you,
guys. Thank you, Cam. Bye. Thank you, Catherine.
Makes me so darn happy.
You did it.
Wow, did he do it, though?
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
What is do it?
We've got it. See, Dylan.
Okay.
I need to define everything here.
They seem happy,
but what is success?
Success would be
marriage.
A great relationship.
Well, marriage would be very successful.
Right, but is not marriage a failure?
No, because they could be together and not be married.
Okay.
A long
is
relationship.
A breakup a failure? A long relationship?
Yeah.
Dylan, you did a great job. So there you go. And you've made friends. Look at that. You've got a couple friends.
Honestly.
Look at you.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Very, very fun. I'm happy for both of them. And again, thanks to every girl that put themselves out there. Yeah. I know how hard that can be. A lot of people saying Ashley for Bachelorette. If I can figure out a way to do it safely, I would love to do it because Ashley is awesome.
Take a break.
Yeah.
No, you need a much earned break. You worked a lot this month.
Really, really did.
Almost a 40-hour total week.
I know. That's wild.
Go! The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
See, we've created a monster now.
How so?
We've created a monster.
Why? What took place?
This is Vanessa on the phone. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi. Good morning.
So Vanessa clearly was engaged, as many people were. And thank you for enjoying some of the stuff we do. Keyword, emphasize on some. we try and do different things for everybody.
Yeah.
A lot of people connected with Dylan matchmaking our Bachelor Cam for the entire month of May or of March. Sounds like you enjoyed listening to that, Vanessa.
Yeah, I did.
But Dylan has now created, and you know what? Hang on a second there, Vanessa. You have the clip of Cam's decision earlier this morning for those that might have missed it. Do you have that over there?
Yeah, okay.
This was it at about 10 after 7 this morning. Our Bachelor Cam, it all came to an end.
Oh. I would like to issue the final rose and ask for a third date to somebody I really, really connected with since day one. First time I saw her, drop dead gorgeous. Kind of caught me off guard in all the honest conversations we had. So, Catherine.
I knew it!
And so, Catherine, he has issued you the will you be exclusive, fall in love, get married, have kids, happily ever after, Rose. Do you accept?
Yes.
Yeah!
Now, they're up to their own. They're left to their own devices now.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So Cam and Cam selected Catherine. Catherine gladly accepted. They now have their own. They're now contacting each other. They're all.
They have texted.
They have already.
They have texted.
Happily ever after.
Mm-hmm.
But you've created a monster now because Vanessa is here with a purpose. What is your purpose, Vanessa?
Well, I have a friend, and he's been single for most of his life.
Uh-oh.
And I know he'd love a lady, and he even just got a dog. Like 6 months ago, he went out and got a dog, I think, because he's, like, a little lonely.
Oh.
And so he just needs to find a lady. So I think...
And even the dog has tried to run away 6 times.
No!
We're getting so much of this already, Vanessa. Dylan has done now such a good job and so diligent and worked hard with his girlfriend. Did you guys make a little bit of a connection, a further deeper connection by working on this together?
Yeah. We had a lot of fun. I mean, she was there for picking all the girls. She had her favorites. I had my favorites. We worked our way through it. But she says she's more than happy to help out Ashley. And she's excited to help out Ashley. And she said she would like to pick the guys for Ashley.
Wow.
Ashley says she trusts my girlfriend. So I don't know if we do your friend. And I'm sorry about that. We couldn't in the future. But right now, a lot of people want Ashley to find somebody.
Here's the thing, Vanessa, is what you have to understand is the Dylan we've witnessed in the month of March, it's almost like we've created a monster because he has been excited to work more, something we're not familiar with.
Neither am I.
And this extra effort he'd been giving to things bled into, like, how hard he worked to arrange that Ice Cube interview.
Yeah.
These are things we don't recognize. Robbie, we don't recognize any of this. Mm. Like, Dylan Mann, like, come on, why are we leaving already? Let's hang around. Let's do some other things.
Right.
Like, what the hell's going on with Dylan over there? So to ask him to extend that again, I don't know if you're ready for that, Dylan.
Not really, but my girlfriend says she'll do it. She works hard.
What's the story about your friend, Vanessa, aside from just being lonely and getting a dog? Has he been on dates and they just don't work out?
No, he's too scared, or he doesn't really have, like, game, I guess. Is that what you would say?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's a teacher,
mm-hmm.
and he's just a nice guy, and he just doesn't really know how to, like, interact with women in a romantic-y way. Like, he doesn't have dating game, I would say. He's, like, he gets friend-categoried.
Mm. Right.
Ah, friend-zoned.
Right. That can happen. That's what I think that's happening with my son right now.
What, he's been friend zoned?
He's just been friend zoned. He's got all these friends that are girls, but none of them see him as anything other than that guy that will drive them home because they've had too much to drink, you know?
Here's the thing. Good. One day they will.
That's all I'm hoping
one
for
day
my son.
They will. Hope.
And are you in a relationship or would you date him if you were single?
Yeah, I would go on a date with him if I was single, but I'm married.
Right.
He was the best friend, best man at my wedding.
Okay. And you're all just rooting for him, but he just can't have any luck.
No, he doesn't have luck.
Have you tried to teach him how to get game? I don't know. Is that something you can teach, or do you just have it naturally, Dylan?
Can you teach? No.
You can't teach confidence.
No, I think you can help out, but it's hard to teach that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
There's a movie, Hitch.
Yes. God, I love Hitch. What a fun show.
He tries to teach game.
Right. Vanessa, have you encouraged him to stream Hitch and try that?
Yeah, I've even taken, like, a year or two ago, I went on, like, a Facebook mom's group to try and, like, round up some women who were willing. You know, like, I made him a dating ad, but... You know, I got a little lazy, and I didn't really pursue it.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is. Dylan can vouch for that. Okay. Well, thank you, Vanessa. We'll hang on to your number and see what happens with this, if this becomes some kind of a semi-recurring, something we do once or twice a year kind of thing. But so many people want Ashley next.
Yeah.
Because we got to know Ashley, and she is a lot of fun. But thank you, Vanessa.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, love you. Okay, you're not the only one now that's like, dear, please, match up King Dylan. Please, set this person up. Set that person up. Set me up. Set everybody up.
Maybe this teacher guy can go out with Ashley on one of the dates.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
There you go.
But first,
hey, we're thinking already.
He's got to make it through my girlfriend's picks.
Okay.
You got to go through my girlfriend first.
Okay, so to be continued with this and your girlfriend?
Yeah, I think it'd be fun. I think Ashley, she just a lot of people. I mean, we're getting a ton of texts. So Ashley really touched a lot of people, and people were invested. So maybe that could be some fun.
Right. But it was Catherine in the end that Cam selected, and they are now on their on the long road to happily ever after. We hope, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Cam is away for work right now in Toronto, and then he quickly comes back and goes away for work after that. But they will start to make time and start to see each other, and we'll get some updates. Probably give them a little bit of a break and some privacy, and maybe next week we'll find out what's been happening. Right.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready to get down? CHBN FM
Edmonton
is Kiss 91.7.
Kiss.
Here are the top three things you need to know.
Gotta let them know.
With Pepper and Dylan.
For the Colin Bruce Mortgage Team, 436-2511. Or online at colinbruce.ca. Two L's in Colin.
In case you missed it earlier this morning, Bachelor Cam.
Yep.
Made his decision. Well, here, let's replay the audio because, I mean... It was a special moment that we've been waiting more than a month for. Bachelor Cam has finally given out the final rose.
I would like to issue the final rose and ask for a third date to somebody I really, really connected with since day one. First time I saw her, drop dead gorgeous, kind of caught me off guard in all the honest conversations we had. So, Catherine,
accept
this final rose.
And so, Catherine, he has issued you the will you be exclusive, fall in love, get married, have kids, happily ever after, Rose. Do you accept?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna cry.
Oh, it's such a nice moment this morning.
Really was.
Cam and Catherine, if those are the two you thought would make it to the end, you were correct.
Mm-hmm. And many people did.
Now they start their relationship. I have given each the other's number.
Oh, they're free to talk to each other now?
They are now allowed.
Very
nice
of you.
They have texted back and forth, and Cam has told me just some of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
He's asked that I don't bring that up on air, and I won't.
Okay.
But God, is it ever cute.
Is it? They're cute already?
So
are they gross already?
I don't know, gross, but it's darn cute, and I'm so happy for both of them. Now they can focus on really just messaging each other. They have each other's numbers, and they can start whatever kind of relationship they've been looking for.
And to Ashley and Jessica and Paige and all the others that didn't get into the finals, though, thank you very much for participating in this little, I don't know, I mean, fishbowl experiment or fishbowl segment that we did over the month of March. A lot of push for Ashley to become a bachelorette.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm tired. I worked really hard on all of this. But your girlfriend is like, no, I'm just getting started. Yeah. Your girlfriend has now volunteered to pursue the Ashley as bachelorette
Yeah, and my girlfriend's a hard worker. Like, she works, like, real people's schedules, long days.
Well, then how's business. She going to have time to do all of this?
She'll
you
find the way.
It makes sense.
Yes.
Works 4 hours a day.
No.
Plenty of time after this.
She's a hard worker. She said that she would be able to find the right person. She has some ideas already. She's been texting. So.
Oh, so she's jumping at the bit to do this.
Yes, she thinks it'd be great.
Okay.
And, I mean, a lot of people want it for Ashley, and Ashley has said... She texted me saying, if you were going to do it, I'd be open to it.
She is.
Yeah. So,
she got over Cam pretty quick, huh?
She knew
she's
what
over
she was
Cam
getting.
Already? Okay.
I think she knew what she was getting into. What?
Okay, yep.
So, yeah. I mean, that could be happening soon.
Okay.
If that's something people are interested in, because my girlfriend will do it.
All right.
I'll help out a little bit.
What about a game?
Okay.
Hear me out now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where we put Ashley in one room.
Okay.
And then somebody else in another room.
Yeah.
They don't see each other.
Oh, jeez.
But they talk through the wall.
I think they do
this. And
then
we see if they... No, hang on, though.
Okay.
But the hitch is, it could be somebody that they fall in love with.
Mm-hmm.
Or Dylan.
Yep.
It might be your sister.
No.
What do you think? I'm telling you, that's a good show.
It's not a good show.
Hear me out. It might be your sister. You don't know if that's a person that wants to date you on the other side of the wall. Or your sister.
Mm.
Oh, God.
You get to know them. They know a lot about you. You've got a lot in common.
Wouldn't you recognize your sister's voice?
That's my sister.
You would know. Recognize my sister's voice.
They put a voice, one of those on.
No one can fall in love with that.
Yeah. It would be over. One question. So where'd you grow up? Like, you yeah. just know right away.
No, because on Love is Blind, they all grow up in the same place.
What was your first pet's name? Like, all yeah. these things.
There's a lot of pets named Fluffy. 917-917. Is your pet named Fluffy?
No.
Watch how many we get.
Yeah, but how many are brother and sister?
That's the thing.
Not
we
the
have
thing.
Five different people go, yeah, I've got a cat named Fluffy.
Oh, so did we.
Yeah, but it doesn't
up.
Mean they're my sibling. But you wouldn't know. It's a great show idea. It might be your sister. Think about it, Netflix.
Oh, God.
Sounds like an idea from somebody who doesn't have sisters.
Yeah, you've been traumatized by your sisters, Robbie. You could never go on that show.
Never.
You wouldn't risk it.
Ever.
Love for the rest of my life or, damn it, it's my sister and I need therapy
now. That'd be traumatizing.
What a fun game.
Sister, Megan, there's a couple Fluffies.
I told you, a lot of cats named Fluffy.
There's a lot.
Megan,
mm-hmm.
How's your application for Love is Blind Canada going? Have you heard anything back from them?
Have not heard a single
These
thing.
Guys, how long is that vacation?
They don't want me.
Megan, don't say that
they
about
don't
yourself.
Want me.
Megan,
they don't.
Megan.
Yeah.
Turn that around.
I don't know if I can. I don't know my left from right.
One makes an L.
Okay, Daily Hive reporting this. I think this is interesting. I think we need to come together as Edmontonians.
Okay.
Because I think we can do better. This is a junk list. But maybe it is the only list available.
Okay.
Daily Hive has come up with the 8 things you need to know before moving to Edmonton. Here are the 8 things they came up with.
I mean, if you follow Yegwave, don't is number one. Holy smokes. I got to stop following that account.
No, that's what's happening in the city.
God, it's terrifying.
You need to know. Here's what they say. And some of them are really, really, as far as I'm concerned, just like simple. Some of them are true. But okay. What are the real things you need to know before moving to Edmonton? 917-917. So it's really, really cold.
Okay.
Is number one.
Mm, yeah.
Okay. Winter driving, no joke.
Well, where are we moving from?
I don't know. Somewhere different.
Texas.
Well, like if I'm moving from Toronto or Fort McMurray
pretty close,
Calgary or Hamilton, cold is
Dominican
already,
Republic.
Okay, yeah, then
okay,
it's cold.
Summer
You're
really
right.
warm.
Okay, good. Yep.
Winter driving is no joke.
No joke.
You better get hyped on the Oilers.
Definitely.
Get some lotion and a humidifier. It's dry here.
Yes, it is.
Explore the River Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Take advantage of all the bike paths.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is expensive.
Yes.
And check out a summer festival. That's their list of what you need to know before moving to Edmonton.
I mean,
come on.
It's okay. We can come up with a better list.
Mosquitoes weren't on the list.
Mosquitoes are a good. Well, here we go.
It's time to make a list. No, it won't flop. Making a list is fun, so we won't stop. Anything at any given time could drop. You better stay tuned to see what's on top.
Windshields. That's the first one that came in.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Prepare for your windshield to get cracked.
My friend Dan, whose birthday is today, he's turning 50.
Happy birthday, Dan.
His wife, Talina, she grew up where that didn't exist.
Windshield cracks?
So when she came here for a visit, she
mean anywhere but Alberta?
She couldn't understand why everyone's windshield looked this way.
It's gravel.
Everywhere else in the world,
nope.
Nothing.
No. Nope. In other provinces and states and countries, when you get your car insurance, you can get windshield insurance.
Yeah.
But we get that here.
Yeah, but the premium isn't nearly as high because they're like, that's never going to happen. What a sucker. Right. Here it's like, that's a loss leader at the insurance company, windshield insurance. They're not going to take that. Are you kidding me? Yeah, windshields. Windshield.
I would say
goodbye to your windshield. That's number one. 100%.
Mine's never been so bad.
I know, and when do you replace it is the question, because
you don't. The minute you replace it, you get another
exactly.
one.
Exactly, so what are you waiting for? Just until you literally can't see?
Why don't they have the thing they have for cell phones?
Mm-hmm.
They do, 3M, don't they?
Does it do anything?
Not on the windshield, do they?
I don't know.
What?
Because you want the windshield to break in case of emergencies, right? Don't you?
Maybe that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
my emergency now is I can't pay to replace another windshield.
You got to be careful, though. If it's too damaged, you could get in trouble.
Okay, so windshields, number one. Say goodbye to your windshield.
Someone's saying photo radar. You come from somewhere else, you don't know that? That will get you.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'm down with that. We know the airport's really far. All right, yeah. Be prepared to plan. If you need to arrive at the airport an hour early, be prepared to leave
a day
three
early.
Hours early.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? It should be called the Nisku International Airport.
True.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Potholes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I get with that. Potholes.
Lots of potholes.
Are potholes exclusively Edmonton?
I think it's these freeze-thaw climates, right? And we're one of the worst.
The potholes are worse here.
But, like, I bet you in Minnesota they're bad, too.
Sure. But it's almost like with our, and let's be honest, we have an inferiority complex in Edmonton, and we like it that way, right?
Yeah, we're like an underdog.
Yeah. And it's like, our potholes are worse because we're kind of like, potholes. Like, we need stuff.
Right.
And we're fine if it's bad stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know? Like, remember, let me remind you, we had a sign that said, welcome to the city of champions.
Yeah.
And they took that down. They decided, let's take that down. You're right?
Yeah.
So, we're kind of a city that, like, gets our own joke.
This says West Edmonton Mall, not that great. I disagree. Well, water park.
Yeah.
If you're coming from Dominican or something, you have an ocean.
Okay, well, yeah, we don't have an ocean.
Well, don't.
But we have waves.
Yeah, don't ask a local to go with you to West Edmonton Mall. Because most of the time they'll say, I don't really.
Well, we're
really
a very
like
been
that,
there,
right,
done
right.
that with West Edmonton yeah. Mall, right? But
sure.
if you're coming from out of town, you want to go and see it.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
Seen what they've done to the parking lot by the water park entrance?
No, what's happening there?
Oh, it's got like a whole valet service. You get oil change, car detailing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they've really upgraded that parking area.
Have not heard of this.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got. Say goodbye to your windshield.
Yep.
Airport's really far.
Mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes. What are the other ones?
The giant baseball bat, 180 teeth and 97.
Get out of here, Robbie. That's not a thing.
That's a thing.
Stop trying to make it a thing.
It's huge and it's beautiful.
Construction. A lot of people saying construction.
Photo radar. Construction's bad everywhere. And potholes. Is that what we're going with?
Probably.
That's the five that should be on the list?
Yeah. Things to know before moving to Edmonton.
Okay, very good.
Not so bad.
And we got to end with the Oilers. They're playing tonight.
Okay. He's who you go to when you want to know about the sports.
Oh, checking their way through another win.
He'll tell you what happened on the rink, on the field, and on the court.
Shoot, pass, score.
Coach Dillon, he's a home run.
You got it.
Coach Dillon, he won't be outdone.
Yeah.
Coach Dillon, he's number one.
Sports!
Okay, so the Oilers are back in action tonight, 6:30, as they host the Vegas Golden Knights. It's a big game for them, and Connor McDavid is missing due to a lower body injury.
He won't be playing?
Doesn't look like it.
It's not. They've clinched. They're going to make the playoffs.
Sure.
At this point, it really doesn't matter who they play. So best bet is to rest them.
I mean, day-to-day is what they're saying for Connor. They don't say what happens when it's a lower body injury, and Robbie has pointed this out to me because they don't want other teams to aggravate it further.
It could be anything.
It's just mean.
I know.
Well, It happens. It could be anything. He could have taken a puck off the leg and has a bruise.
Sure.
Just needs an extra day.
Ingrown toenail.
It is the time of the year. Some players
a lower body injury. That's all they're going to call it. It could be an ingrown toenail, Megan.
Really,
you're right.
Could. Really,
and let me tell you, you're not day to day. I'm year to year with this thing.
Yep.
Really?
This ingrown toenail is, I'm honest because it's on my pinky toe, my right pinky toe.
No.
Not the pinky.
I lost my left pinky toe the other day.
What?
I don't have a nail on there anymore.
Oh, I thought you meant the
toe. Do I need the toe? They say you need it for balance. Is that true?
Yeah.
That little thing?
Yeah. You'd adapt. Without it, you would adapt.
Yeah,
you'd
have a limp, though. It'd be hard.
Would I limp?
Yeah, I think
would
so.
I limp as much as I'm limping with this damn ingrown toenail?
About the same.
Anytime I put weight on it, it hurts. For a year and a half. You should get that looked at. It's on my list, Dylan. I told you. It's on my list. Once I hit 15 things, the doctor, I will go see the doctor.
It seems ridiculous. I can take care of it for you.
Well, Robbie,
I'm honestly
really gross.
How much would it hurt to cut your pinky toe off?
Lots.
More than I think?
Yeah.
It's a pinky toe.
The shock initially wouldn't hurt at all, but then once it's going to throb.
It's one step higher than skin tag.
Less than a finger.
No, it's got bone in there.
You wouldn't. Don't
like
do
a baby
it.
Carrot.
So Connor McDavid is 9 points back of the league lead for points. So he probably can't catch that, right? So probably taking a day off today.
He also has two extra games than both of the players ahead of him.
True. Yeah.
But he's done it. He's won the scoring lead. He's won the points race. He wants to win a Stanley Cup. So he'll probably be fine with sitting out.
Yeah.
And rest
tonight
up for
he will be.
6:30 is game time. They host the Vegas Golden Knights as we're wrapping up the season. Those are the three things. You need to know.
Listen to this. I got a citation in BC from an RCMP officer because I had a crack in my windshield, and you can't have a crack in your windshield in BC. That's how rare it is. Crack in your windshield in BC. They're like, whoa, we got to give this guy a ticket here. It's just like, you get a ticket if you don't have a crack here.
No, I think you can get a ticket here
if it's obstructing your view.
Yeah
it's got to be pretty bad.
Right. We all understand any cracks around.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Dylan.
You got it. Yeah.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Don't let me forget on the most Dylan thing Dylan has ever said. Dylan is the creator of all Dylan things that Dylan says.
Yeah.
But this was the most Dylan thing he's ever said.
I can't even remember.
It was off the air. Robbie remembers it.
I do.
You agree, right? Totally.
It's
the most Dylan thing Dylan can possibly say.
It's pretty Dylan, yeah.
But we've got Mike on the phone. Hi, Mike.
How's it going?
Mike is here to call us out.
Why would we do this time,
I'm going
Mike?
To paraphrase Mike. Tell me if I've got this right or got this wrong. Mike is basically saying, hey, listen. I love the radio show. I love listening to it, especially that guy, the main host, Pepper. Really enjoy him. He's attractive, smart, well-spoken, charismatic as all get-up. No red flags whatsoever. He's perfect. The rest of you guys, you're okay, too.
Wow.
However, I need to call you. It's basically what you're saying. Hey, Mike?
Not quite, but sure.
He would go on and on if I didn't stop him.
Of course.
Yeah. What did you want to call us out on, Mike?
Well, I basically said it was funny how you called out Yagway for saying everything that was bad about Edmonton decided to create a list and then created the list of five things that were bad about Edmonton.
Right. Mike, you're right.
Eight things you need to know before moving to Edmonton was the list we started with. We didn't say eight bad things.
We're doing airport far away. Windshields don't last. Mosquitoes. You're right, Mike. By the way, this Yegwave account, it's terrifying me. Should I be scared of it?
No, it's just showing what's happening in your city.
It's terrifying, isn't it?
That's what happens, though.
That's our city.
What's scarier about this Yegwave? And for those that don't know, it's like, how would you explain the Yegwave account?
It's just local things that happen. And it's a lot of videos of violence.
It's pretty raw, yeah.
And accidents and murders, and it's not great.
So what is more depressing on that account? Is it the posts that they make about what's going on in our city or the comments?
Yeah, a little bit of both.
I mean, the comments are oof.
Toxic.
Toxic.
Yeah.
But I can't stare away.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to stop following it, Dylan.
Val, then you won't know what's happening in the city.
So, Mike, what are you saying? We got to make a list of the five things that somebody, before they move to Edmonton, need to know that makes it so great and it makes it, confirms that they made the right choice?
I think that's fair. I think five things that you, five positive things about the city that make it nice to move here or live here.
We can do that.
Oh, yeah, message coming in already.
Let's do it. Let's do it right now. Here, Mike.
It's time to make a list. No, it won't flop. Making lists is fun, so we won't stop. Anything at any given time could drop. You better stay tuned to see what's on top.
Right, top five. Mike, do you have anything?
Oh, let's start with the radio station.
Hey! Especially the main host, eh? Hey, Mike? All right, thank you, Mike. Let's find this
text message.
Go. Okay.
Best sunsets, long summers.
Yep.
Long summers.
Long summers. For sure.
Long summer days.
Yeah.
We don't have long summers.
Good point. Right. Long summer days. Right. Okay. Yep, that definitely makes it, right?
Well, the River Valley.
Amazing. Especially if you go and actually check it out. Like, a lot of people just say, hey, River Valley's cool. But if you, like, there are so many hidden little spots along it.
This summer, it is my mission to go from Devon to Fort Saskatchewan.
On a walking
path? One go.
Wow.
One go.
I'd be interested in that.
How far is that?
Long.
70 kilometers or something?
70 kilometers? You're going to walk that in one day?
Well, as long as it takes. That's my mission.
Why don't we do that on the air? Because that would be wicked.
I think it'd be a
you
good idea.
You want to walk from Devon.
I want to go from Devon
to
Fort
Saskatchewan. Are there walking paths that go all the way to Fort Saskatchewan?
I believe there's a trail system that connects the two.
That's neat.
How on? Really? You just like follow the river?
I think so. I think it'd be awesome.
I don't even know where the
follow
river goes.
The river.
The River Valley Alliance connecting one long trail from Devon to Fort Saskatchewan.
It's complete,
oh my
yeah.
God, that's quite the mission.
Over 70 kilometers of connected trails. Yes.
All right, Dylan. All right. Dylan, that's a good challenge for Robbie.
Yeah, we're making that happen.
Okay. Okay, so the River Valley.
Festivals. Text coming in. We have a ton of fun festivals throughout the summer.
Yeah, okay.
Someone say we have more sunny days in California per year. That's good to know.
Green onion cakes?
I love a green onion cake.
Green onion cakes? Can we put green onion cakes on the list?
They were born here.
How about this? How about this? How about this? And now, this comes on the heels of saying that the comment section of Yegwave scares me. However, this city, regardless of, you know, the polarizing political opinions that some have and the disagreements that we have when it comes to social and political values and issues, when something happens and something goes down and we need to band together to help somebody, this city comes strong, right? Like, we've witnessed that how many times? Of people that just really support things.
Over and over.
Right? Big hearts.
It's unreal.
Yep. Very much so.
Okay. So that would be one? That's a nice one, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know if I was moving to Edmonton, they're like, hey, you know what? If your house ever burns down, people will give you their clothes off their back.
100%.
It's totally true.
Someone says most donair shops per capita.
We might.
Now, I don't know about Halifax, but I'll say most donair shops per capita west of Halifax.
Oh, and most pot stores ever.
Oh, my God.
Everywhere.
There's a pot store in St. Albert.
Inside of a pot store?
Basically, right beside the pet store that I go to.
Yeah.
And I'm convinced that it's a chocolate shop. Just like the sign and the name of it strike me as this should be a chocolate shop.
Mm-hmm.
And... but it's a pot shop.
Yeah.
And every time I get out of the pet store, I'm like, I'm going to go get some chocolates. Every time. And I'm like, oh, wait, that's a weed store.
You could get chocolates there.
I mean, good
chocolates.
Just going
to be, be careful with those. Time.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Have we hit five then? River Valley festivals.
The long summer days.
Long summer days.
Yeah.
And the two mystery ones that we've already
forgotten. The giant baseball bat.
Not the giant baseball bat. It doesn't count.
Balls.
Oh, what about Grote Road? Driving Grote Road.
So, very cool.
Okay.
Someone said addresses are easy to find. They are normal.
No, they are not.
Somewhat. Somewhat.
Compared to other cities.
Compared to, like, Sherwood Park?
Compared to even Calgary.
Like, think about Toronto. Toronto is
you
just a bunch of
names. You do need to memorize all the names. Yeah, yeah, that is
like,
tricky.
Here is, it's way easier.
Yeah.
Way easier because you're using numbers.
I just get my abs. The numbers are so long. When you get somebody's address and they're like, yeah, my address. It's 168-438-971-34265-117A Avenue.
No.
Like, what the hell is that?
No.
That's pretty crazy.
It's someone not saying no traffic.
No traffic?
Except
where?
Construction.
Well, when you come from other places, I mean, no traffic is probably pretty true.
Right. Right. So if you come from
downtown
Toronto.
Downtown core. Yeah, compared to Toronto, absolutely not. But.
Okay. See there, we can do it.
Yeah.
Took a while, but we came up with five things good about Edmonton.
I like Edmonton.
It's
a great place.
I mean, it's the best place I've ever lived. And I've lived in a lot of places.
You have.
That's because he kept getting fired.
That's the problem, right?
We're happy to have you here.
Fond memories here, yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah. The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Every time we play this song, I'm reminded of when I saw the movie 8 Mile. And where I was in my life. Where all of you were in your life.
Okay.
That song, as much as we still know every single word and sing along to it, and when it plays, probably 90% of us still turn it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mom's spaghetti, all of that stuff, right? That song is 22 years old.
Oh!
22.
I don't know about you, right, but I'm feeling
That hurts.
Not
22.
Yeah, that movie came out 22 years ago in 2002.
Crazy.
What were you doing in 2002, Dylan?
I used that song to get my first demo out to a radio station in Calgary and got hired for that song.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you do?
I redid the beginning lyrics.
So you made like a fun intro with it?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
And
cool.
That was so I was in college at that time.
Okay.
And I was done year one of radio college, and then I left because the guy told me to blank off and die.
Okay.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, left quite the impression on your instructor, huh? Mm-hmm. Robbie, 2002, what were you doing?
Graduating high school.
Oh, yeah. Megan, what were you doing in 2002?
Yes. Was freshly growing some hair and still maybe pooping in a diaper.
Oh, that hurts.
Yikes. Holy smokes.
I was bald until I was two. Mom loves to point that out.
Well, then you really lucked out with all that red hair, huh?
Right? Oh. Double whammy.
Okay, here we go. This is the most Dylan thing Dylan has ever said. By the way, Bachelor Cam will tell you what ended up happening. We're also going to give you the code word with the $20,000 sound. The jackpot has now risen to $16,000. $16,000 if you know this sound. In a couple minutes, we'll give you the code word to text and try and guess. And yeah, Bachelor Cam made his selection earlier this morning. And now we're going to have a Bachelor spinoff, perhaps. Dylan's girlfriend is all in on the spinoff. But this is the most Dylan thing Dylan has ever said. What's some music for the most Dylan thing Dylan has ever said? There we go. What do you think of that?
That's
no, no good? Okay.
It's not bad.
All right, all right. Sorry. How about that?
No.
No?
That's more Pepper than Dylan.
It's a peppery song.
Oh, is it? Okay. I didn't,
It's kind of marchy, like ants.
Okay.
Marching.
Too carnival. Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. We need the perfect music for the most Dylan thing Dylan has ever said.
You're almost there.
I could get into this one.
Let's see. Well,
we need some of the whistle in it.
Here's another button.
You need something with a whistle?
Okay, yeah.
We found it. Robbie's happy. Robbie's a happy guy.
This is a Dylan song.
The most Dylan thing Dylan has ever said. Sitting across from me for the better part of 18 and a half years has been a guy named Dylan. All right? He said a lot of things.
You are being corrected on text, and I think it's important.
What is it?
$17,000.
What did I say?
$16,000.
Did I say 16?
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
All right, $17,000 coming up.
Sorry.
Everything Dylan has ever said, in one way, shape, or form, has been kind of Dylan-y. That's the definition, right?
It has to be. If I say it, it's me.
About an hour ago, off the air, Dylan said, without question, of all the words, he's a, you know, Megan, mm-hmm. Can you find out how many words we speak in 40 years? Thank you.
Okay.
Of all the words Dylan has ever said since the time he first learned to say, I don't know, what was your first hot dog? What was your first word?
I actually
Pizza
don't know.
Pop.
I don't know what it was.
From the first word that Dylan that ever came out of Dylan's mouth to the last one that came out of his mouth just a second ago, there has never been a collection, a string of words more Dylan than what you can't remember what it is, right?
No, I don't know.
So Dylan, this morning after we're done the show, by coincidence or to celebrate his wonderful skills as a matchmaker with Bachelor Cam, also known for being a great matchmaker with his friend Jem. That's when it all started. We met Jem several years ago, and Jem was frustrated with online dating. And Dylan said, leave that to me. I'll find your perfect guy. Lo and behold, a couple of years later, they're living together. They're engaged. So, yep. Dylan, you're going out to breakfast with her after the show this morning?
Yep.
To catch up?
Yeah.
I also have an approximation on
how many words
he's
do we
spoken.
Speak in 40 years?
In 40 years?
Yeah.
The average man will speak 5,000 words a day.
Mm-hmm. What about if he works with the guy that cuts him off all the time?
Hey, get out of here!
Yeah, but you get back to it.
I cut myself off, Dylan. Get used to it. Yep.
And then, so we multiply that by 365, then multiply that by 40 years. So about 73 million words.
Look, good for you, Dylan.
Okay.
And none have been more Dylan than what Dylan said as he was planning to go out for breakfast with his friend Jem after the show today, as he was opening up his lunch bag and said, I've got to hurry up and eat my lunch before I go out to have breakfast.
Yeah.
Is that what I said?
Yes.
Yeah.
You
said that.
Congratulations, Dylan. Nobody does a better impression of Dylan than Dylan.
But it's true. I have to hurry up
and eat my lunch before I go out and have breakfast.
I'm almost done, too, which is perfect because I'm hungry.
Mm. Yeah, that's so Dylan.
I'm almost done my lunch, which is great because I'm hungry.
Yes.
I'm almost done.
I didn't even realize it.
You've done it, Dylan.
Yeah.
Dylan. How many words in 40 years? 17 million words?
73 million?
Yeah.
For 40 years.
Wow. And that's not including what you do for a living.
That's true.
So you might even have
73. Wow. I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah. And most of them are food.
But the best. Exactly. The best one. I better hurry up and finish my lunch before I go out for breakfast.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
So I'm trying to make this Robbie Stress punch wall as much of a surprise as I can, although he guessed it on the first guess when I said, oh, Robbie, I've got an Oilers surprise for you when the playoffs start. It's going to be a great way for you to eliminate your stress. And he was like, is it a wall that I can punch? Oh, damn it. He guessed it.
Yeah. I'm sorry I ruined it.
No, that's okay. You didn't ruin it as much as you ruined the wall behind you a couple years ago in a playoff run. When was that? What happened? And why did you punch a hole in the wall here in the studio?
It was just, I think it was a couple years ago when I was making an Oilers song.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to make a new one if they moved on.
Right.
And it went to game 7. They didn't move on.
Right.
And I was mad.
He was just so mad.
So I was waiting at work. I'm like, okay. Because I think it was an afternoon game and I was just waiting. If they won, I would have to finish the song.
Right.
And I had already put so much work into it.
And then it just nothing.
And then they lost. Damn it!
And he punched the wall. So, right. I mean, we've had to cover the wall up with some foam and a curtain there. I mean, we could fix it. Mm-hmm. But instead, there's just a punch that will be forever remembered as Robbie's temper tantrum wall.
Yeah, I apologize.
So in order to prevent that from happening again, because Robbie can, and I know it too. I do it with my favorite football team. Robbie can get very passionate and kind of wrapped up, as this whole city can, when the playoffs start. When do the playoffs start? 2 weeks from now?
10 days?
10 days. So I've decided to make this thing, Dylan, and I'm going to bring it in. It's going to be rather big.
Okay.
Okay? But I've got this vision for it. And I don't want to reveal too much, because I want some of it to be a surprise. But I just want it to... See, and the vision that I have for it is so cool. But then I know the practical application. Everybody's tried to make something that they've seen on, like, Pinterest or Instagram, right?
Yep.
And then they make it, and they're like, wait a second. I followed all those steps that person gave me on TikTok, and mine doesn't look good at all.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's what I'm about to get involved with. I know that I'm about to make something that up here looks amazing.
But
in reality...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So you can't do it because...
Well, I'm going to do it.
But you know it's going to be...
But I don't realize that I'm putting... It's the thought that counts.
Oh, no.
Right?
When is it going to be ready? Is it going to be ready in time?
In time for playoffs.
And you used primer the other day?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
I didn't
want to
use primer. That's just big paint. That's big paint telling you that you need to buy 2 different cans of paint. Primer.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I think it's good when you're...
White paint.
Not for a wall you're bashing, though.
Well, it's got to look nice.
Well, okay. Does it?
When you see the wall, you'll understand why it has to look nice. It can't just be some junky wall we bring in here. This has got to look nice.
Okay, all right.
Right, Robbie? Are you ready?
I appreciate the effort.
So anytime that the Oilers lose, you get to punch this wall. That's the whole idea.
So I hopefully don't get to punch it at all.
That's the hope, right?
Once you have one hole in the wall, isn't that kind of done?
No, you're going to see it. It'll make sense when you see it.
Okay.
It's basically there's going to be a square for every... I might as well tell you. So it's going to be a big panel of drywall.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out how to make it stand up. And then there'll be a square, right, sectioned off for all of the 28 possible games that they can play.
Okay.
Right? And then we're going to put the logo of each team on these squares.
Oh, neato. My God. That's
and
a lot of work.
If the Oilers lose a game, for like game 1, game 2, game 3, round, bam, he gets to punch a hole in it. And that's how we'll keep track of when they won and when they lost.
I love it. How are you going to get all these logos?
We've got a cricket machine. Oh, the cricket machine.
Okay.
Thank you, cricket, for your machine.
That's okay. This is good. Why would it be bad then?
Well, because, again, doesn't that sound awesome?
So far, so
good. That's what my head is saying, too.
Right.
But then I have to make it.
Yeah.
And that's where everything falls apart.
I had to get Robbie's buddy Terrence to come over the other day. He's the guy that renoed my kitchen. Mm-hmm. Renoing my kitchen. He's almost done, you guys.
Oh, yeah? Two years.
To give me lessons on how to use my saw.
Oh, God.
And why I shouldn't be so afraid of it.
Why don't you get your dad? Because he doesn't need to know.
Nah, dad is at a point right now where...
saw is not a good idea.
He would get confused, I think.
Okay, nope.
Right.
All right. All right. Okay.
So, how cool does that sound?
That sounds awesome.
So I want you right now to realize, Robbie, when I wheel this thing in 10 days.
Yeah.
Right? That, you heard right. Wheels.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
How are you going to get it here?
Yeah. How am I going to get it here? Yeah. Dylan's on wheels.
And he's got a show truck.
I'm going to ride it here. I'll put it in the back of the truck. I'll have to assemble it here. I'll take it down in parts.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
But I want you to realize that the vision of what you heard, that was the intent.
Okay.
The actual product may look like a real jalopy.
Well, that's right. Okay. It's cute that you're trying.
It's the thought that counts. Yes, Megan.
I have access to power tools if you require any.
Oh, no, they scare me.
I've got drills. I've got saws.
I want to use one as little as possible.
Angle saws, too.
I cut one piece of wood the other day, and I was like, well, that's about enough for today.
Oh, no.
Well, let Megan help out.
You know, I can help you with the joists to keep the wall up.
To you that are to the trades folk, right, that are in construction and that use tape measures every day.
I have one.
I have one too, Megan.
We all have one.
I salute those who use a tape measure and can quickly glance at a tape measure and know where 7/8 is.
Okay.
Or 4/16 or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
5/8, 5/16. Those little lines? Mm-hmm. Come on. How many do you need in between a number?
What lots? 16. To make sure that it's...
Is there 16?
I think so.
This 16. Is how I do it, right?
Or
I go,
30,
okay,
32s?
Three notches from four. That's what I call it.
Yeah.
Right? If I'm measuring, I go, okay, 4 + 3 little notches and 1 medium notchy. That's what I call it, because I don't know what any of those are.
Yeah, but...
You trades guys and girls that know those little notches, congratulations.
If you did it every day, you would learn.
And then I go to buy screws, and they're like, number 8, 5, 1/4, 7. What the hell is all this?
Mm-hmm.
Gauges.
I don't understand any of that. They should. Here's what they should do, Dylan.
Yeah.
And another thing. Well, I'm working with wood.
Okay.
Very handy.
Yep.
Did you know that a 2x4 isn't a 2x4?
Nope.
Did you know it's a 1.5x3.5?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Apparently, it just keeps shrinking over time.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, different building standards.
So I'm doing my math on the measuring, right? And I'm like, okay, well, that was 4 inches. So this one has to be, 30 inches. And then I'm like, wait a second. How come this doesn't fit?
Mm-hmm.
It's because a 2x4 isn't a 2x4.
It's not 2x4.
Why is it called a 2x4?
Because back in the day, I think it was.
Back in the day?
Yeah.
What, and they decided what? It's no more? But what?
Shrinkflation.
Oof, we've changed the wood, but I can't possibly change the name.
Well, it is a catchy name.
A 2x4 is not a 2x4.
Yeah, but it's you can't change.
A 2x6 is not a 2x6.
No. Right.
How stupid is that?
It is a little silly.
I realize that I am not sounding like very handy here.
We know.
But does that not seem ridiculous?
It does.
How come the wood industry didn't go, wait a second, that's too confusing. First, we have to learn all these little notches. On the tape measure?
Mm-hmm.
And now we've got to do math when we buy wood?
Yeah, that's why, right? It's just easier. If you learn it, you would know it. You didn't learn it, and therefore, this is what you get.
I have so many scrap pieces of wood.
I like this.
Are you using them?
Well, no, because I cut them.
Oh, boy.
And then they're no good. They're too short. Because I didn't measure properly.
Oh, no.
Measure once, cut twice, they say.
No, they don't.
Measure twice, cut once. There it is.
There you go.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Listen, I'm not a violent person. I don't want you to think that.
I get it. You want to punch? You punched a hole in the wall.
Edmonton wants to punch a wall.
Yeah, you are the voice of Edmonton. If there's any frustrating times, right?
Yeah.
So that'll be here. We'll wheel this in. This sucker's gonna look terrible, but the vision, the idea. When you see it, you'll go, "Oh, I see what you were trying to do."
Here you go. And this is good for everyone to know. A rough cut at the mill is a 2x4. It then dries and then it shrinks.
Half an inch.
And then gets planed.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Then change the name.
To what?
3.5 by 1.5.
Doesn't sound as good.
It doesn't roll off the tongue. Well, then cut it bigger. Right?
It's going to be more
cut it so it shrinks down to a 2x4.
It
feels like there are a lot of steps they could have done to prevent any of that from happening.
Is this your biggest problem today?
One of you know what else happened? So I went to the Home Depot, right? Because I measured incorrectly, so I had to buy more wood. And this is what happened. And I used the contractor entrance, right? Because that's where all the wood is. By the way, that's not an entrance for me, Dylan.
No.
They're a different folk over on the contractor side. Yep. Everybody else on that other side, maybe they're there to buy a dishwasher or
some
lawn
furniture. They start with light bulbs and plants on one side.
Over on that contractor side, they're people that they know their notches over on that side.
They sure do.
I walked in the contractor side. You know what the lady at the checkout said to me? Back again, huh?
Oh.
And it was when that's when I realized that a real handyman only goes once.
Yeah.
I was there 5 times in 2 days.
Good thing you live so close.
I was very thankful of that.
Oh, boy. Well, good luck. It's a thought that counts.
Yeah.
Text message just reminding us of Eid today.
Oh, yeah.
Eid. Last day.
Eid.
Happy Eid.
Does that mean they can eat now at sunup, or today's the last day? Today's the
I believe it finished last night.
Right, so it's the free for all today. Right?
Today is the party.
All right, well,
you deserve it.
Happy Eid.
Eat up.
Okay, and Robbie, the playoff song is still well underway, and it's coming for the first.
Yeah,
day
we're working on it. Okay. Someone is asking. I thought we got a sneak peek once the Oilers clinched.
Uh-huh.
The Oilers clinched a playoff spot. We don't know who they're playing yet.
So once we know who they're playing,
yeah. I have it right here. Oddly enough.
What?
You have it?
Ravi, did you send it to him?
No. But I found it.
It's in my files, but it's not the completed version.
Okay, all right.
Don't.
It's not done yet.
Not going to hit it yet?
No. I wouldn't do that to you.
Oh,
that's it. Don't you dare.
That's it. One more second. Oh.
No.
A little more.
You are filthy.
Is that all we get?
I'm going to take your keyboard.
$20,000 sound is at $17,100. A rare Leanne Cameron appearance today.
Ow.
Ever since she became the big head honcho around here, it's very rare she walks into this dusty doldrum. But she will be here filling in for Katie and give you a chance to win $17,100 with the $20,000 sound coming up at 11 o'clock. Enjoy your day. Any final thoughts there, Dylan?
Yeah, this.
Hey!
Dylan.
Have a good day, love you.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.